Welcome to our Pup and Paws cast, brought to you by Dog and Company. I'm Sheila Scruggs. April Thiessen and her daughter Lorelei Scorapat are here to discuss the joys of pet adoption. They adopted their dog Capri last September. April, have you always adopted from shelters?
This would be my first official adoption. My mother would say if I found any animal, cat, dog, there's been a few extra critters as well, some squirrels, bunnies, things that I would always bring home. I would either heal them if they were hurt, to set them free if they were wild.
So you've always been an animal advocate and
yes,
love taking care of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Lorelei, how did you get started into loving animals so much?
Well, I've grown up around animals my entire life, so I guess it's just something I caught on to after a while. My mom here, I guess I inherited the I'll pick up any animal from her. That's
so you
sure.
Get it kind of from mom, too.
Oh, yes. We are huge animal people.
So how did you meet your dog Capri?
At the grand opening of Tractor Supply. My grandma owns it, so we went there to support her, and we just happened to find this cute little dog.
And April, you said you saw Capri walk by you.
Yeah, I had seen Brittany walking around with Capri, and she was out in the grass with her when we first got there, and we looked at the kitties and the other puppies and stuff that were there. And of course, we went inside for a while, and here Lorelei already had a little puppy in her hand. I don't know, this is a little dog. I don't really care much for little dogs. I love little dogs, but I'm more of a big dog, medium dog kind of person.
You knew that the puppy would take a lot of care.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And I could tell that Capri was already older. Started talking to Brittany a little bit more about Capri, and I sat down and started petting her and snuggling with her, and then I was filling out paperwork, and Capri, and we were going back in for a leash and some toys.
Oh, that dog got spoiled with toys. We bought at least 20.
Even if you didn't have toys, it's spoiled with love with you two. I can tell you're crazy about Capri. And what kind of dog is Capri?
Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler mix.
And she's got blue eyes.
Yep.
The blue eyes and her nubby little tail. That's definitely the, oh my gosh, she's adorable.
Did you guys walk in that day thinking, well, I'm going to adopt an animal here today?
Oh, no.
No. Not at all.
You were just going to support your grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what stood out about Capri, her personality that you love so much?
Her fun, playful, childish-like personality. I'm sure that's what I found the most interesting about her.
And how well does she fit in at home, April? I know you said you've got another dog. It's a German Shepherd. Her name is Belle. Mm-hmm. So how did her and Belle get along?
Fine. Of course, when we got home, you know, they met each other. Belle loves everybody and every animal. She's not aggressive at all. So they played a little bit. They were fine. There was never any issue between the dogs at all. Actually, it was a couple of days later before we realized that she may have been abused, you know, before she was found by a man, just because she's very skittish of men. She doesn't want much to do with them at all. She tolerates my husband, but she's still not affectionate, really, towards him. She'll let him pet her, play with her a little bit, but snuggling up on the couch or in bed or something, she's our dog.
So it's hard to know their background, really, when you adopt them, but that's one reason kind of why you want to show them that there's a better life.
Yes. She's awesome. She's got the funniest personality. But the more that, you know, the longer we've had her, the more we've discovered with her and just how smart she is and the things that she does. One of her funniest things is she has a sock problem.
Oh, yeah.
What's this sock problem?
Well, if you leave any sock lying around in at least an hour, it will be gone, and you'll have no idea where it went. And you'll look at the dog, and she'll give you this cute little look, and you're like, okay, drop it. I know you have something. She'll grab it further into her mouth, and she'll run. And you have to chase that dog for goodness knows how long until you get your sock back.
Yeah.
Does she eat the socks, April?
No, actually, she just wants to play with them. Now, there have been some socks that she's put holes in that you just can't wear. But she just wants to take your socks. And then she, you know, she takes them, she runs off with them, and she wants you to chase her. So we cleaned out our sock drawer one day, and we gave her a pile of socks. And you should have seen her. It was like Christmas. And she tried to pick them all up at one time. It was the funniest thing.
I have all these socks? These are mine, Mama?
Yes. And I was like, okay, well, maybe that's not a good idea, because she's running around with a ball of socks in her mouth. So I started, you know, here and there, I collect a few and just give them back to her, you know, a couple at a time.
Kind of like you have to do Halloween candy with the kids.
Yes.
Give them a little at a time.
Yes. She was so excited. The other day, she actually had one of my headbands. I don't know where she picked it up from. It must have been from the laundry basket. So I had a sock I had just taken
Trade.
Off. I was like, maybe if I give her my sock, she'll give me my headband back. And so I, you know, got her attention with it by, you know, dangling it in front of her. And I threw the sock. She walked over there and picked it up, too. And then ran
she
off.
She kept the headband.
Yes.
She goes, oh, yeah, these are both be good to play with. Thanks, like, Mom. She's too smart for you.
She does some awesome things. She opens the back door and lets herself in. Or we have one bathroom door that will latch really, really well. And there's enough gap under it that she'll stick her face down there. And just, you can just see, like,
you can see a little bit of part of a nose.
Yes.
And a paw.
She's like, how dare you keep me out?
I love this because, you know, the title of this is The Joys of Pet Adoption. And we could go on and on about how much joy it is in it because, you know, you think you're saving them, but they wind up saving you and making your day even better.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So what is the favorite thing that you like to do with Capri?
Teach her tricks and play with her. That's what I love doing.
And she's always willing to learn, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Because I know that I have the same breed of Blue Heeler and Australian Cattle Dog, Australian Shepherd mix. And I'm telling you, they just never get tired of learning. And you feel like you've got a puppy all your life because, I mean, she will calm down a little, but they'll want to play for the rest of their lives, really. Mm-hmm. So how many tricks does she know, April? Is there a lot of tricks, or April, Lorelai, either one?
She knows how to sit, lay down, come, stay, roll over, and shake.
That's great. And you've only had her since September.
About 2 weeks just to learn one trick, so.
Did she know any of those tricks before you adopted her?
Oh, no. She was only crate trained.
You taught her all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite one she does? What do you think's the cutest?
I think roll over, because sometimes she'll just stop rolling and she'll lay on her back and she'll look at you. She's like, rub my belly. And that's what we do. We'll rub her belly and then she'll roll back over.
I'm cute, aren't I?
That's my favorite one, definitely.
I love how you guys don't get mad at her because she is so curious. She knows how to open doors. She knows how to do things. You appreciate that she's smart. And she's found a good home. I love that. So what would you tell other people about adopting, not shopping, but adopting? They're just as smart, aren't they?
They are. And there's so many out there that need a good loving home. So definitely adopt. Go look. You can meet them and love on them and decide if that's the dog for you. You could even, you know, do test runs just to make sure that they work with your other house pets.
Yeah, definitely. And I know ARF is really good about that. Take them for a couple of days, see how it works with your other animals in the home, and let us know, because they really want you to have a happy home with your pet. So I appreciate you telling us about Capri, and I'm so happy for Capri to have a great, loving home. Lorelai Scorpat and April Thiessen, thank you so much for talking about the joys of pet adoption. The Pop and Paws cast comes your way every other Friday, and it posts around 1 p.m., and it's brought to you by Dog and Company. Call 520-BARK for more information about Dog and Company.